This way I can be timed so that we don't see hands over the stomach saying, let's go, hurry up. So last year when we were together in the morning, we looked at Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. And I thought, what a wonderful idea. If the Lord would so tarry, we'll spend this year and, Lord willing, the next one and the next one, and we'll just go through Mark 16 together. I thought, how wonderful would that be to look through that together? And what came to mind is what was read in verse 5. They were amazed. And, you know, I thought this morning as I woke up and I thought, well, you know, it is an amazing day that it is. And yet the amazement here in which is experienced is far greater in comparison. So I want to spend a few moments just looking at the amazement of the occasion, the amazement. And typically when we are amazed by something, it's in a positive light. Oh, that was amazing. That was incredible. But here we see mixed emotion. There is amazement in the day, and yet there is an amazement almost in terror. What happened? What is going on? Last year we looked at the stone and being rolled away and how really it would be impossible for that to occur. They didn't, you know, for you construction people, they didn't have a Cat 385 sitting out there to roll the stone away. And assuredly, there was no markings of anyone being near. They were awestruck. And so although it's a momentous occasion, it is one of great fear. And to enhance their amazement, if that wasn't amazing enough, in verse 5, there is a young man. Matthew records in chapter 28, it's an angel. And I don't know about you, but I don't see angels every day. I don't see someone shining in a white robe in glorious attire every day. This is a sight that marks that it is finished, it is done, he is risen. And so they are amazed at this experience. They couldn't get over what was going on. Imagine, could you wrap your head around something so incredible? We read it off the page and we go, that is incredible. But for a moment, if you imagine if you're there, it's quite a fascinating time. And so in their amazement, they are not just amazed with these truths, but the angel pushes them to something different. He says in verse 6, do not be amazed. What kind of statement is, do not be amazed? I mean, it sounds kind of silly. I mean, what other response would you have? But he says, do not be amazed. He says, you are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who's been crucified. And he says, he is risen. Statement of fact, he is risen. He is not here. And so what this angel does in God's gracious and kind plan, known as his providence, he brings these women from a place of amazement to a place of belief. He takes them. I mean, again, put yourself there for a moment. Would it have been believable to see the linen wrappings in the place and yet nobody is there? And with all that was occurring at that time, where the Pharisees had said, go make up a story, go do something different, that they wouldn't believe that Christ had risen again. And so, in God's kindness, this angel is sent to them to comfort them, to instruct them, and to challenge them. And so my question for you this morning is very simple. I think it goes both ways. Whether you're a believer or not, the question is this. Do you believe it? Because that's the angel's response here in verse 6. Do not merely be amazed. Do not look and say, wow, that is incredible. But do you believe it? The angel says, do you believe this? He is risen. Here's the proof. Here's the truth right in front of your eyes. So he takes them from that amazement to belief. The prophecies being fulfilled of Christ are all summed up in these few verses in Mark 16. And so this is really what propels them forward to tell others about it as well. And to go out with great joy and excitement. And so if the angel were here today, I would be convinced he would ask that one question. Have you gone from amazement to belief? That's truly why we're here today. It is to celebrate the risen Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who was once in a tomb and yet is no more. An amazing thing in which we can bank our Christian experience and our eternal salvation.